Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Today, we are chatting with Marlon Clemens from A Cut Above. These folks are just getting started, and I am dying to talk with them. Marlon, what is going on in your world? How did you wander into the cleaning business?
I used to have a lawn care service, and it was typically seasonal, so I wanted something more stable year-round. So just kind of doing some research and saw that a cleaning business was kind of low-cost starting, and that's where I'm at, trying to get there.
Beautiful. We are here to help you, my friend. So what's going on in your business today? How can I help you?
Well, I'm at a point where I'm trying to figure out how to look or present myself more professional. For, of course, like I said, I had a lawn care, and it was pretty much residentials, knock on the door, how you doing, you need to cut your grass type thing. Where in janitorial, I'm trying to do more commercial, and I just want to look more professional. So I'm trying to figure out, what's a good template for bid sheets or how to submit my bids to the companies.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that, because a lot of folks have that issue. You are not alone, my friend. So real quick, I'm going to give you, and I'll have Christy link to it, because I don't know the link off the top of my head. But for the actual bidding in terms of how much should I bid, how do I know what's too much, what's not enough? I don't want to cover that today because we've gone over it. There's the ultimate bidding guide. I'll have Christy put a link in the show notes page so you guys can all link to that. The ultimate bidding guide we'll talk about. Today, we're going to talk about how to physically do the bid, what it should look like, how to actually give it to them. The ultimate bidding guide is what number should be at the bottom of that bid. So I don't want to try and recover ground that we've done. So go check out the ultimate bidding guide if you are looking for help on exactly how much to bid. Today, we're going to go into depth about how to actually do the bid process, which is what I believe you're asking. Correct, Marlon?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Well, let's dive in. First and foremost, we've got to make sure that we do the right things in the right order. So many times prospects will call wanting a bid, and we just assume because they're a prospect and they want a bid, we have to give that to them. Not the case. First and foremost, we've got to do a little bit of disqualification, right? I'm not going to just go out and do a bunch of work for someone until I know that they're a good fit. So you're going to have to be really clear. We talk about this in other episodes, and it's certainly in the Clean Profit Method, about red, yellow, green, who your customers are and are not. We are only going to go out on bids for green and yellow customers. We do not go out on bids for red customers that we're not going to serve. Once we've got that, we have to make sure that they have pain, and B, we understand what it is. I personally am not going to go out on a bid if it's a bid walk and there's 20 people and they're like, we bid every year, no matter what. We don't care if the janitor is doing a great job or not a great job. We just want the lowest price. I do not waste my time with that. So I would encourage you to only go if there is pain. So if the pain is we give a job, we put this out for bid every year, we have no loyalty to our company, and our pain is the cheapest cleaning service no matter what, and we don't care about relationships, that guy or gal is not for me. So if I don't have any real pain in terms of my current cleaning company is ruining my business, they're making me crazy, they're making me look bad in front of my boss, we're losing customers, members, patients, whatever your niche is dealing with. If they've got real pain that I can help and solve, I'm absolutely going to help them. If there is no pain, there is no sale, and I'm not going to waste my time with the bid. Are you with me so far, Marlon?
Yes, sir.
Cool. Once we've got pain, I'm still going to get some ground rules is about what's going to happen next. If I don't have a clear picture of what's going to happen next, I don't give a bid. So what that's going to look like is, I skipped a spot. Sorry about that. Budget is next. So I never give a bid until I know what the budget is. And you're like, well, a lot of people go, well, they won't give me the budget. If you are not able to get a budget, it's because you've not gotten pain, right? So if they're just, and sometimes they have pain, they just haven't been able to articulate it to themselves, or they're not clear on it. It is your job as a consultant to help them understand what their pain is. And if they don't have any pain, get yourself out of there. So if someone calls me out and they're like, the boss just told me to get three bids, I'm not going on that job unless I can talk to the boss. And the boss, I want to know why he wants three bids. And again, if it's we always go out to bid at this time of year, I'm not in. If the boss says, oh my gosh, this is costing me half of my time to deal with these janitors and I'm not doing my job and this is, and he's got some real pain, I'm going to do it, but I still need to talk to him. So first and foremost, we have to have pain. Second of all, we need a budget. And again, I don't want to get too deep into this because we've only got a limited time, but if you can't get budget, it's because you don't have pain, right? So if the guy's got a ton of pain and he shared it with you in terms of this is why we've got to do it, and this is why my life is not as good because of this. Once you've got that, when you say, well, great, what kind of budget have you set aside to take care of this problem? He's going to share it with you because he sees it's a real problem. If he's just trying to get something cheap and kind of waste your time, you won't get a budget. So again, if they're not willing to give you a budget, they don't really have pain, right? If I've got, I'm trying to think, if I'm buying a car and I went out and, and the guy's like, what's your budget? I'm like, I don't know. Well, obviously I know. how can he help me, right? Well, do you want me to show you, we got $5,000 cars, we got $50,000 cars? Frankly, there are $500,000 cars out there. What, you know, I don't want to show you something you don't want. So we got to have budget. I never do a bid without budget. And then we have to have that clear future, those ground rules around what's going to happen next. We have to have an agreement of, okay, so your pain is A, B, and C. They're inconsistent. You're looking stupid in front of your boss and they don't have the proper insurance. So if we're able to, and your budget is $2,000 a month, if we're able to get that solved for $2,000 a month, what would you like to see happen next, right? And if they say anything other than, well, then we want to go with you. We got to solve that problem now before we give a bid. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And we go over this in detail. I'm trying to cram like hours of training into 20 minutes, but I want to give you at least a flavor and something you can take some action item on right now. But again, growmycleancompany.com has got the full clean profit method. That's where that's where you'd get this whole thing. So once you have those things, first of all, before I give the bid, I need to know A, what their pain is, B, what their budget is, and C, what's going to happen when I give them the bid. If I don't have those three criteria, I don't give a bid. So if I get a bid, so say I'm walking this job and I know it's going to be $1,000 a month. If they say their budget's $800, fine. If they say it's $1,200, fine. I'm going to give a bid. I'm not worried about that. If they say their budget's $200, I'm not going to give them a bid. I'm going to tell them right off the bat, hey, you know, I don't know what my bid's going to be, but I guarantee it's going to be way over 200. If you really only have $200 to solve this pain, I can't help you, right? If you're, you know, it's like if I walk into the ER and I'm looking for a quadruple bypass and they're like, well, what, you know, what's your budget? And obviously that's a terrible example because my insurance is going to cover it. But if I'm like, I don't know, $800, it's like, this is an $80,000 surgery. There's no way. Or, so we want to be real with them right off the bat. Not because either they're lying to you, which means you haven't gotten clear on their pain and or they don't trust you, or B, they're delusional. Either way, you can't help them, right? If you know, I might want a brand new Lexus and I've got a budget of $10,000, it doesn't make sense for me to test drive the Lexus, right? I don't have the money. So again, if it's a $60,000 car and I get $57,000, sure, that's fine. We'll sort it all out. But if it's a $60,000 car and I got $19, we're not going to sort that out anytime soon. So once we get the budget, it doesn't have to be dead on. But if it's 2-3x or a half or a third of what you know it's going to need to be, we stop and have that conversation right then. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Cool. And then again, once we know their budget, we know their pain, we say, if I can solve A, B, and C, whatever their pain is, for that money, what would you like to see happen next? The other thing we're going to do is if we are going to give a bid that's over, I'm going to give two bids, right? So I'm going to say their bid's $1,000, and it's going to cost me, their budget's $1,000, and I know it's going to cost me $1,300. I'm going to give two bids. One's going to be for $1,300 and go, this is what it's going to take to solve all your pains. The other one's going to be for $1,000 and it's going to be less service. I won't be able to solve all of your pains for what you're talking about, but I can meet your budget. That way they can pick which is more important, getting all of their pains solved or meeting their budget, but either way you can still win. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Cool. So Marlon's probably going, hey, we haven't even gotten to the bid yet. I asked you how to deliver the bid. You haven't said a blessed thing about it. Let me tell you. Once you've set it up like this, it really doesn't matter, okay? And we go through in the Clean Profit Method how you do a shock and awe package and how you can do all sorts of stuff. But I got to tell you, no matter how you deliver the bid, if you don't have their pain, you don't have their budget, and you don't have an agreement as to what's going to happen next, doesn't matter what you do, okay? So focus on those things first. And certainly, again, I think we do shock and awe in a different podcast. I'll try and link to it. So certainly the way that you present it is important. But if you don't have pain, it doesn't matter how you present it or what you do, it's not, there is no sale. If you have their budget, if you have their pain, the bid is going to focus on their pain, not on the money. Okay. So certainly we have to tell them what we're going to, what it's going to cost and what we're going to do. But the focus is going to be all about how their pain is going to be solved, right? So if they talk about needing insurance from their people, we're going to include our insurance. If they talk about people not doing what they say, we're going to have 100 referrals or testimonials in there of or case studies of people that we've served that have gotten good results. So whatever their pain is, we're going to custom make our bid to prove to them that we can solve their pain. If it's the people don't do what they say they're going to do, we're going to have a big, bold guarantee that if we don't do what we say we're going to do, we're going to make your life way better in this way. So the short answer is once you understand their pain, you customize your bid to show them that you are uniquely qualified to solve that pain. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So again, the Clean Profit Method goes over all the details, but the big picture is that's how you do it. You show, you understand their pain and you articulate in that bid through video, through text, through pictures, through audio, through whatever fun kind of way you want to put it together. You articulate that you understand that pain and you're uniquely qualified to solve it. Questions, comments, rude remarks, or should we move on to lightning round?
No, yeah, you pretty much got it. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right, well, let's have, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to move on to lightning round, so if you got something, speak now or forever hold your peace.
Well, I was thinking about as far as billing them, if I get the bid, how, you know, is there a program out there for that? But I might not have time for that.
Let me just give you a quick answer. I always want to bill in advance by credit card. So once we get their credit card information, we're just going to bill them at the first of the month, their $1,200 or whatever it is. No bills, no nothing. If they want a sales receipt, we can send it to them through QuickBooks. You can automate that through QuickBooks. You can, QuickBooks has a credit card processor you can use through them. You can use Stripe, you can use PayPal, you can go to your bank and get a credit card processor. There's lots of ways to do it, but the overreaching theme is you want to make sure it's automated and it's a credit card. I don't like bills, I don't like checks, I don't like all that nonsense. It's from 1993. It's 2018. They give you the credit card, you run the credit card, you've got all your money at the beginning of the month, for you know, run everybody's card on the first of the month for the upcoming month, and you're good to go. So that's the short answer. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Cool. All right, let's hit the lightning round. I'm going to give you three quick questions. You're going to give me three amazing answers. Today's lightning round is brought to you by our upcoming live event. If you want to hang out with me and 15 other amazing owners as we go through the entire Clean Profit Method together in a big fancy mansion, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live for all the details on that. All right, let's hit the lightning round. Three quick questions, three amazing answers. Question number one, Marlon, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, personally or professionally?
Keep your word. If you say you're going to do something, do it. Never bite off more than you can actually chew or more than you can do.
Marlon, you are bringing the heat. That works in life. It works in business. It works for your own mental health. It works for everything. That is great advice. If you just keep your word, sadly, in today's day and age, you're gonna stand out, because that's doing better than 92% of the universe just by keeping your word and being a man or woman of integrity. All right, question two. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business, so we can all look out and make different mistakes?
Well, it wasn't really a mistake in the cleaning business, but it was a mistake in business. I gave up too much of my power trying to avoid, I guess, work. In other words, this is not to speak on all franchises, but I joined a franchise and they pretty much provided a service for me as far as covering insurance and workman's comp. With that being said, I gave up too much of my power. I had no control over my business and how I did it. So try to keep control of your business at all costs and what you're doing.
That's good feedback. That works with partners, right? And you take on a partner, that can be good, but yeah, you give up a lot of control. Certainly works with franchisees. They are your partner to a degree. Great feedback. All right, last question, Marlon. I found that leaders are readers, and I know that Cleaning Nation is always reading great books, and I'm always looking for the next best recommendation. So what's a great book you've read that you can recommend to your Cleaning Nation family?
It's kind of a... I hope it's not a conflict, but I read the book, The Total Money Makeover. So, you know, reading financial books as far as what to do with your money once you get it, telling your money what to do so you just don't make it and come in and go out all at the same time. Kind of get on a budget and a financial saving or plan for your business and yourself as well.
Not a conflict at all. I love Dave Ramsey, Total Money Makeover. Great recommend. Marlon, what good's making all this money if we're still broke? All right, man, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Marlon's show notes page, links to everything that we mentioned in this podcast, go to growmycleaningcompany.com and you can get all that, the special video I made just for you, a webinar on how to transform your business, everything you need to grow your cleaning company, growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.